This is 89.1 WEMU. Good morning. I'm David Fair stepping back in. It is that time of the week, that time of the morning, where we launch into this week's installment of Cinema Chat. Now, Russ Collins is working furiously at the Sundance Film Festival, so he's not going to be with us today. Also working at the Sundance Film Festival in Park City, Utah, is Amanda Bynum. Amanda is the program director for the Michigan Theater and now joins us from Park City. Good morning, Amanda.
Hello, David.
How is the weather? Is it better than this miserable Michigan weather?
It's cold and snowy because we're in the mountains, but, you know, I've got lots of boots and lots of wool socks. So
you know, when you travel there, you actually want those kinds of conditions. It's when you live here, you don't.
It's not Sundance if it doesn't dump, you know, 12 inches of snow overnight. And, you know, I had an experience one year where I was riding the bus from my lodging to the theater, and it was me and about 20 snowboarders just getting on, and they were going to make an early morning run before they had to go to work. And I thought, yep, I'm in Utah.
If nothing else, I bet you learned an entirely new vocabulary.
About fresh powder? Sure.
Well, the festival is now getting underway in earnest. Do you have plans for the day? Are you fully inundating yourself with film?
Well, so the festival starts tonight. Sundance deems it day one, so they only show a smattering of programs, and then it really, really kicks into high gear on Friday. So tonight, I'm just going to catch two movies. I know it's kind of funny to say I'm only going to watch two movies on the first day, but I'll average between four and six for the next 7 days after that.
Well, what are the movies tonight?
So tonight, I'm seeing Whiplash. It's part of the U.S. Dramatic Competition. And it stars Miles Teller and J.K. Simmons. Miles Teller is a young drummer at a cutthroat Manhattan music conservatory. He's trying to overcome his father's failed writing career. He doesn't want to be mediocre, and he is whipped into shape by a brutal, infamous, savage music drumming instructor. And
so is this a dramedy, a drama, a comedy?
I think it's a drama.
Okay.
I mean, you know, it's a drama that's set in the...
We're just used to J.K. Simmons being funny in everything he does, you know.
I know, but he's intense. You should see his face in some of these stills. I mean, I think he's gonna whip this kid into shape. And, I mean, there's also a still of, you know, bloody drumsticks. Like, that's how hard this kid practices. So it looks really good. So I'm excited that it's one of the day one programs.
I'll
be seeing that around 6 o'clock.
I'll just tell you, I used to manage heavy metal bands, and that just sounds like a Friday night practice.
It's like, play until you bleed, man.
Exactly
so
right.
So my late night program is a documentary called Dinosaur 13, and it's about the discovery of the most fully intact T-Rex skeleton and whose property it becomes. Is it the team that found it? Is it the land that it was on? And I don't know a whole lot about it, but everybody loves dinosaurs, right? So I'm excited to see that tonight, too.
Well, that'll be good. And then, of course, you'll be seeing more through the week. Of all the films you're going to see, how many usually make it back to the Michigan Theater for us here at home?
A third, maybe?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, with the addition of our Cinetopia Film Festival, we have been able to bring in more films that are playing the festival circuit that might not otherwise come back to Ann Arbor. And the beauty of our first year of Cinetopia was we were able to dig a little deeper into the back catalog. So a film that I saw my first year at Sundance in 2010, we brought for the 2012 festival because it had never played in our market. And so now we're still feeling the effect of that a little bit, that we can look at things that played last year that still never made it. But we also really want to stay contemporary and bring some things that just played in January and bring them in June.
Sounds fun. So next week we'll learn more about the Sundance Film Festival. We'll also kind of preview perhaps the Oscar nominations that will be announced just after Cinema Chat concludes.
I know. I'm so excited.
The Golden Globes were on Sunday, and were you surprised by anything in particular?
I can't say I was really surprised. One of the comments that I've seen floating around online is, other than Best Picture, it was sort of a surprise that 12 Years a Slave didn't win anything else, and that no one of color won any awards. So that's kind of odd. And
yeah, it is.
Rolling that around in my head a little bit. I mean, I think that Matthew McConaughey's win for Dallas Buyers Club was incredibly well deserved. Personally, I can't stand Jared Leto, so I'm a little annoyed that he won Best Supporting Actor. But by all accounts, an incredibly well-deserved win. So for me, those were the biggest surprises when you look at who they were up against. Right. But understandably, they were well-deserved wins.
You're listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and I'm talking with Amanda Bynum, the Michigan Theater Program Director, who is calling in this morning from Park City, Utah, the site of the Sundance Film Festival, and we'll certainly learn more about that next week. More immediately, for us here at home, who didn't get the opportunity for an all-expense-paid trip, what do we have available to us over the coming weekend?
So there's a lot of stuff opening at the multiplex, but this is kind of a traditional dip in the movie release pattern.
Yeah, isn't it called a studio dump?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, the films that are on the short list for getting an Oscar nomination, some of them are still doing their New York and L.A. runs,
right.
And then the holiday releases are still carrying over. So there's four titles opening this weekend at the multiplex. They're opening Jack Ryan, the Shadow Recruit.
Oh, that's the Tom Clancy deal.
Yeah, another installment in the whole Tom Clancy, Jack Ryan thing. This follows a young Jack Ryan as he becomes a member of the Financial Intelligence Unit at the CIA and believes he's discovered a Russian plot to collapse the U.S. economy.
Well, it's got Chris Pine, who is obviously becoming a more noted actor. I loved him in People Like Us. And then Kenneth Branagh. He's the director, right? So
right.
Can't be all bad if that's your kind of film.
Exactly. I think you hit the nail on the head. If you are a, you know, espionage, thriller, military, you know, whip that all into one, then this is totally the movie for you. And it looks pretty solid.
Yeah. What about this kind of buddy movie, Ride Along?
So Ride Along stars Kevin Hart and Ice Cube. Kevin Hart is a fast-talking security guard. He's in love with a girl. Her brother, and trying to get married to this girl, wants to prove himself worthy. So the girl's brother is a hot-tempered cop.
Right.
So the fast-talking security guard and the hot-tempered cop go on a stakeout, and this fast-talking security guard has the most insane 24 hours of his life, accompanying his future brother-in-law on this wild case.
And if you so desire, you're invited along for the low price of $12.50.
True.
And
true.
Tell me about The Nut Job. I thought this was an autobiography about me, but apparently it's not.
So it's about squirrels. So that might still hold true.
Well, maybe it is then.
So a mischievous squirrel and his rat friend plan a nut store heist of outrageous proportions. It's an animated comedy starring the voices of Will Arnett, Brendan Fraser, and Liam Neeson. It looks cute. I don't know if it can overcome the juggernaut of Frozen or animated offerings right now. But, you know, take your kids. It looks pretty cute.
And Devil's Due looks like some sort of take on Rosemary's Baby.
Absolutely. A cheap knockoff, maybe. But again, this is the time of year. I just read a fascinating article. I was blown away by it. This is a time of year when a lot of kind of cheap horror movies come out. So clearly we all think about Halloween as being a time, but it's that dip, and people are looking for something to see, and why not go have the bejesus scared out of you? So Devil's Due, husband and wife, a newlywed couple, they suddenly find themselves pregnant a little earlier than they expected, and the husband begins to notice some odd behavior in his wife, and they believe it is of a sinister origin.
Of course. Well, I'm sure that is not a movie that will be among those considered by the New York film critics, but that film critic series is returning to Ann Arbor.
Yeah, the New York Film Critics Series is coming back to the Michigan Theater next week. We've only had one film in the series. We did a sneak preview of Nebraska, and everybody just loved being able to come out and see the film a little early. So we're showing now a new film called At Middleton, which stars Academy Award nominees Andy Garcia and Vera Farmiga, and they play a straight-laced man and an eccentric woman who are not together, and they're shepherding their children, their own children, through a college visit, but their kids get super annoyed with them, so they wander off, and they reminisce about their college years, and maybe their lives will change by this chance encounter. So that's next Tuesday at the Michigan Theater at 8 p.m., and we will be joined via Skype for an interview with Vera Farmiga and Andy Garcia. The film's director, Adam Rogers, and the Q&A will be moderated by Peter Travers from Rolling Stone Magazine.
And those in the audience will be able to interact, correct?
Yeah, you can interact via Twitter. They put questions together in advance.
Sure.
So some of the theaters will get to weigh in with a previously selected question. Maybe the Michigan Theater is involved. I can neither confirm nor deny that, but
well,
maybe we are.
Either way, it's going to be a lot of fun, and it sounds like a great movie. Amanda, have fun at Sundance. We'll talk again from Park City next week. I appreciate your time.
All right. See you soon, David. Thanks.
That is Amanda Bynum, Program Director of the Michigan Theater, reporting from the Sundance Film Festival in Park City, Utah. And we'll do it from that location again next week, although I'll be right here in Ypsilanti. For Amanda Bynum, I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU.